And we are back at 101.9 FM CITR. That was more music from Lost Straitjackets off the Further Adventures of Lost Straitjackets. That track was called Sasquatch. We heard some Ennio Morricone in there before that. Did The Verdict off the soundtrack to the movie Inglourious Basterds. Quentin Tarantino flick. Another track in there from Lost Straitjackets. Did Minority Report and 90 Pounds of Ugly. Did The Ugly Stick off their album Richmond Motel Room Number 3. Stay tuned, folks. Lots more great music coming your way. We've got some music coming up shortly here from Iggy Pop. I got a little background on Iggy. Iggy Pop, in fact, was born James Newell Osterberg Jr. on April 21st, 1947. And he was born in Muskegon, Michigan, the son of Luella and James Newell Osterberg Sr. His father was a former high school English teacher and baseball coach at Fordson High School in Dearborn, Michigan. Osterberg was raised in a trailer park in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and he is of Irish and English descent on his father's side and of Danish and Norwegian ancestry on his mother. His father was adopted by a Swedish-American family, hence the family's surname Osterberg, but there is no truth to the rumor that I heard yesterday that Iggy Pop was in fact the son of the recently departed Soupy Sales. No truth to that at all, but makes for an interesting story. We've got some music for you right now from Iggy's latest album called Preliminaire, and the track is called Les Feuilles Mortes. Stay tuned. You can always catch this show streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net. Right now, music.
C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble. Toi, tu m'aimais, et je t'aimais. Nous vivions tous, les deux ensemble. Toi qui m'aimais, moi qui t'aimais. Mais la vie séparait ceux qui s'aimaient. Tout doucement, sans faire de bruit. Et la mer effacée sur le sable. C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble. Toi, tu m'aimais et je t'aimais. Nous vivions tous les deux ensemble. Toi qui m'aimais. Moi qui t'aimais, mais la vie séparait ceux qui s'aimaient tout doucement, sans faire de bruit. Et la mer effacée sur le sable.
just have a normal boyfriend. Why? Just a regular boyfriend who doesn't go nuts on me.
Everybody wants that, dear. It doesn't exist.
Back at 101.9 FM CITR. It is 9:10 in the AM. That was music from Federico Obel off the album Amatoria. Te Quiero a Ti was the name of that track. Iggy Pop, before that, did Les Feuilles Mortes off his latest album, Preliminaire. That's it for music right there, folks. We're going to put on a new feature here, which is community events listings, and this will be a 5-minute feature, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back to more music.
Here are your community events listings for the week of October 21st to October 27th. Wednesday, October 21st, Michael Apelman, author of Fields of Plenty, is speaking at the Centennial Theatre in North Vancouver at 7:30 p.m. His topic is Feeding the Future, stories and images from the new frontier of food and agriculture. Call the Centennial Theatre box office for tickets. Thursday, October 22nd, local Palestinian solidarity activist Joanne Zizel and Greg Starr speak about and show photos of their recent trip to Gaza and the West Bank. Presented by Jews for a Just Peace, 7 p.m. at the Rhizome Cafe. Friday, October 23rd, the Learning Disabilities Association of Vancouver is hosting a conference on learning disabilities featuring Academic Award-winning actress Marlene Marlin, speaking on her book, Nobody's Perfect. For more info or to register, visit www.ldav.ca. Also Friday, the H.R. McMillan Space Center is hosting a forum about black holes. Learn more about these space-time singularities whose gravitational fields are strong enough to distort space. For more info, visit www.spacecenter.ca. Saturday, October 24th, the Rhizome Cafe is hosting a Power of Women storytelling evening. The group is made up of women living in the downtown East Side. They are frequently researched, but it is rare that their voices are heard. The public is invited to join in this evening to hear their experiences, struggles, and aspirations. Event starts at 6:30 p.m. Still need a Halloween costume? Don't worry. Carousel Theatre is holding its annual fundraising sale of custom-made costumes, masks, and props. Come down to Carousel Theatre on Granville Island, Saturday, October 24th, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to support local theatre while you get your Halloween costume. Also Saturday, the Fresh Media Conference is taking place. This one-day event will include speakers, workshops, and exhibitions. Become part of a community of innovators, collaborating to make media that is open, participatory, and engaging. And of course, fresh. The event runs from 2 to 6:30 p.m. at 112 West Hastings Street. Visit www.freshmedia.me to find out more. Saturday night, BC's South Asian community is hosting the inaugural Night of a Miracles Gala at the Marriott Pinnacle Hotel. All proceeds from this Black Tie charity event will go to the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. Visit www.anightofmiracles.ca for more information. If none of those events tickle your fancy, there's also a wine and food festival taking place on the North Shore Saturday, October 24th, featuring entertainment, food, and wine from over 30 wineries. All proceeds from the evening go to the North Shore Youth Safe House. Also Friday and Saturday, the North Shore Community Players are presenting Light Sensitive, a comedy drama about a blind cab driver, his bartender, and volunteer reader. Performances at 8 p.m. at Hendry Hall. For more information, call 604-983-2633. Also this Saturday and Sunday, to get you in the mood for Halloween, the Gulf of Georgia Cannery National Historic Site is hosting spooky tours of the historic cannery. Tours start at 1, 2:30, and 4 p.m., with a very scary twilight tour scheduled for 5:30. Tour space is limited, so call 604-664-9001 to reserve your space. The Russian Hall will be transformed into a haunted house Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Leaky Heaven Circus presents Howl, a Haunted Hall, a collaboration between a theater, artists, community members, and children. For more information, visit www.leakyheaven.com. On Monday, October 26, as part of the ongoing Green College Anti-Olympic Lecture Series, Laura Track will discuss how the Olympics impact the poor and homeless. Come to the Green College Co-House located at 6201 Cecil Green Park Road at 5 p.m. to hear this free lecture. Tuesday, October 27th, the Norm Theatre is presenting a benefit screening of Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement. It was filmed at the World Peace Forum in Vancouver in 2006 by a group of citizen journalists, filmmakers, and concerned people, and asks the question, is peace an achievable goal? The film starts at 7 p.m., and all proceeds go to benefit the Vancouver Community Television Association. This has been your community events listings for the week of October 21st to 27th. Tune in every weekday at 8 a.m. to CITR 101.9 FM to hear what's going on in your community.
And we are back at 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Jack Velvet broadcasting live from the Jungle Room. Right back to music as promised. This is music from the Thievery Corporation off their latest album, Radio Retaliation, and the track is called Sound the Alarm. Stay tuned.
attack. Selassie I soldier beat Babylon back. Sang me along, under the attack. Selassie I soldier beat Babylon back. Sang me along, under the attack. Selassie I soldier beat Babylon back. Sang me along, under the attack. Selassie I soldier beat Babylon back. Most recently, at a Roman toga party was held, from which we have received 24 reports of individual acts of perversion so profound and disgusting that decorum prohibits listing them here. These are the charges as recorded this day, 15 November 1962. We'll be right back.
finish up the... Is it true what they say about the way you people are gifted? Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
And we are back at 101.9 FM CITR. Those were the F-Holes off their self-titled album. That track was called Dixie Tune. We heard the Gruesomes did Hey France Jolie, remixed by Chromeo off the DJ Kicks album, did Gonna Get Over You. And the Thievery Corporation did Sound the Alarm at the top of the set. It is 9:27 in the AM. Stay tuned, folks. Lots more coming your way. News here from Los Angeles. A former writer for The David Letterman Show said she quit his NBC talk show in part because of alleged sexual favoritism and a hostile work environment. Nell Scovell, writing for Vanity Fair Online Tuesday, said she had no intention of filing a lawsuit and was not seeking revenge. Said she wanted to shine a light on gender inequality in that particular workplace. Scovell, who went on to a successful Hollywood career, said in a telephone interview. And always reminds me of an old boss that I used to have who had a funny joke he used to like to say. He'd say, what's the big deal with sexual harassment? He goes, I go to work every day dreaming of being sexually harassed, and it never happens. Stay tuned, folks. Lots more coming your way. Got some music for you from the Dust Galaxy on the ESL label. The track is called Sons of Washington, and you're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show. Catch this show streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.